and afternoon. I am Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my psychic vision. The show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of acceleration on the change of the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this time, this evolutionary jump, a little bit easier. That it's literally written in this, our DNA. Our changes that are happening right now is planned. We came down here to step up, to wake up to our mastery. And so this is what I love to do, and this is why I'm here to, my job to help people see the whole changes that we're going a little bit easier. So it's what I love to do. It's my job. So I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to have it be one question, and one direct question is what I'm going to be able to get to more people when people say, what is coming up for me next year? That's more of a reading, which I do offer private readings and balancing the healings all over the world, so it doesn't matter where you are. I do read in your energy fields, and a lot of people ask me, does it matter that I don't see you or meet you and in person? And it absolutely does not matter, because energy is energy, and what I am doing is reading ever since your energy, and your energy has all your answers. It has answers of your past, of your history, of your story, and it can include past life tendencies. And if you have a hard time with past lives, I tell people that it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to argue with one way or the other. All I invite people to believe is, or to think about believing or contemplating, is that we remember everything, and science has already shown that our body stores everything. And we know this when we think of post-traumatic stress with the soldiers in war, or if anybody that has gone through horrific stuff, that people have cellular post-traumatic stress, so we can understand it that way. But our body is a computer. Think of it as a wonderful, amazing vehicle that remembers every single thing since the moment we're born, and it stores it. And so that's when a smell of apple pie, all of a sudden we can remember grandma, and different smells trigger us to different memories, because again, we store everything. So that's when my job here is what I consider to is invite people to really think of ourselves as energetic beings. And the more we understand that we are energetic beings, and that's why I talk about and offer the free energy exercises. And so if you want free energy exercises, go to my website, Carrie O'Connor at .com, www.carrieoconnor.com, and my email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And again, that's union1111@yahoo.com. And we have a lot of upcoming events. We have this Saturday a teleclass, 12 Steps to Enlightenment, and I'm really excited about that because it is a teleclass, and it's 2 hours that is filled with information as far as people are looking for tools to look at themselves as energetic beings. And then as soon as you start recognizing and say, okay, I can understand I'm an energetic being, I know that doctors can do EKGs and EEGs, and that we have an electromagnetic component. We've studied this through Marshall arts as far as chi, prana, moving it, life force, many, many names for the same energy. And so the more we understand this, then we start working with this. And so what you notice as you get to know me more, if this is the first time or one of the first times you get to meet me and talk to me, is that I talk about the energy and where in energy, the importance of energy maintenance. And I love to talk to people about what's coming up for them or what is holding them back in the past, because it's links out to me as in their energy field as like a neon flag. So if somebody has an opportunity to, they say they want to step into a relationship, but then when I look in the right side of their body and I see this big fist holding them back and pulling them back, their body tells me a story of where their head could think that they're ready and want to step out into a relationship, but their body, a lot of the signals that they are putting out to the universe, the unified field that we have an open communication with, is giving a different message. So when we aren't manifesting relationships, job, career, anything the way that we want to, and this is a time when we're stepping in, that this is not supposed to be through confusion or grace and ease, that this is supposed to be with real, it's supposed to be with all grace and ease, I should say, and not through struggle. And we are here to have that, our dreams come true. And again, not through hardship and not through struggle. All of that is old energy and old energy patterns. And the more we adopt with that thought theory, the more we will have an easier life. And so the more we recognize ourselves as energetic beings, the more we'll realize that we need to clean our energy field off, and that there are absolute tried tools that are there for you to be able to use that are going to help you. Some resonate more than others with people. If some people like running, some people don't like, some people like canoeing, some people like the water, some people hate the cold, some people like skiing, some with snow, and so much water. All of that is just realizing that there's no right or wrong way to get yourself energetically tuned up. It's just understanding that it is really important with going with a program that you like. So if you like to exercise and run, or you like to cook and do something more not out there and using your physical body, there's things that you can do that you can work in an energy clearing maintenance as you're doing those things that you love. When you're cooking, you could go through your energy layers and clear them off. When you're in the shower, you can do that and really prepare yourself in the morning, in the evening, as far as putting yourself in energy bubbles in the night, clearing yourself off as far as anything that you could have picked up as far as energy debris that people could have, you could have picked up throughout the day. All of this, when you start doing this, you are guaranteed, this is 100% back guarantee, money back guarantee, you cannot not have a different life, because the clearer and stronger you are within your energy field, and whenever I talk about an energy posture, think of it as like a martial artist has their black belts by being able to hold a different posture, being able to hold a different thing, or think of a yoga posture when they do their different standing on their head or all those other the fish or the snake or all those other postures. All of those are opening up different channels of meridians, and we can understand that in the physical body, but understand that this extends way out beyond us. It goes 12 feet, let's say, we're going to say minimally all around us, 12 by 12 feet, so there's 24 feet across. That's our unique energy field that we have to clear our garden, and it's our responsibility to clean and to clear. So that's why it's so important for us to take care of it daily. It'd be like not taking a shower and not brushing your teeth every day. And so the more we get that, the more your life is going to be easier, the more that you don't even have to ask a psychic medium questions, because it's going to come clearer and clearer with you. I'm here during this bridging time as we are waking up to that, understanding that all the answers are truly within. We are really going through this huge evolutionary process leap that is very exciting, where understanding that what the masters have said, you can do this too and more, is an invitation to each and every one of us. It's not a select few that has more money potential in their energy field, or job and career, or relationships, or calmness. It's an invite. Every single one of us has that same potential. It's how we get there, and how we get there is in our energy field, and that key is, the keys are right within us. And so again, I'm here to help, to bridge, to read your energy field. I was born with this. Some people call it a gift. I just consider it, this is just the way I am. And so but what I do like to do is recognize it, to be able to help people, to empower them to say, okay, your body's showing me that this is your second chakra is closed down. Second chakra is related to do with sex, money, finances, one-on-one relationships. And if it's closed down on the right side, that means the energy that's going out to the world is not having a strong signal. So if we don't have a strong signal and we're going after a job, going after a relationship, going after a move, if that signal is blocked, then it's going to mean more hardness and a harder time to get to it. So it doesn't mean you throw in the towel and say, oh, God, forget it. It my second chakra is blocked, it means, okay, how do I unblock it? And so what I like to remind people, as soon as you're aware of it, as soon as you say, hey, I've got something go down to my second chakra, and it even makes sense because that goes right to my hips and my back, and I do have lower back problems, and I do have sciatic at times, and I have had ovarian cyst or trouble in that since a bad PMS since I was younger. All of those are signs of something going on in your second chakra. And so, again, you don't throw up in the towel. This is when you get proactive. This is the year, the pivotal turning point year for us to be proactive. I know Pat was saying off the gate at 208, and I absolutely am saying a similar thing. This is the year to be proactive. Get off the fence. This is the year to take action. If we have a dream, go for it, and don't have the mind chatter get in the way. And then again, a reading can help you see where you can, why you have a block, why you have a real gut feeling, it will wish or desire to have changed jobs, to even go, you know, you're really good at a certain job, singer, actor, dancer, or a teacher of this, and you want to get into the arts, but it feels like, again, it's too far away. I can't do it. I'm too old. Somebody else is doing it. It's too competitive of a market, any of those kind of things. The more we realize that, we clear out the energetic clutter, the more we realize it's right there. So we're opening up the lines when we come back from this break. And this is the Carrie O'Connor Show, welcoming you this wonderful Monday morning. Coming back and going right to the lines.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your life and your health to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help transform your life and your health. See how your beliefs affect your body and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences. This workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Introduction to Energy Medicine, February 23rd and 24th in Worcester, Massachusetts. Call 866-303-HEAL. That's 866-303-4325.
Align your power with your passion, your life with your vision, and your spirit with your mission. Dr. Lisa Cooney will help you learn to co-create life you want and deserve. She'll empower and affirm you both professionally and personally. Dr. Cooney will teach you how to live your life being balanced in mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to Cultivating Presence, The Psychology of Soul with Dr. Lisa Cooney, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment Workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass or visit carrieoconnor.com. That's KerrieOconnor.com.
Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. From terminal abnormalities to abundant realities, how do we craft and design more abundance in our lives? And how do we allow for more possibilities? Join me and my international team of contributors. Please join me in this exploration and become part of the Vibrant Living family, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW. Your life's precious, enjoy it. Find the tools and resources and discover a new way of accessing those.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm going to give out the number. And if you try to call before, Benny is a wonderful guy who
does
so many hats. I can't. He's amazing.
He's amazing
to watch.
I'm blushing.
So his number is 1-800-9, or our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and he will be getting to the phone, and if not, just hang in there, because he's a wizard, so he will do his magic. And Benny, speaking of your magic, let's go to the phone line. We have
Psalm from Seattle, Washington. I promise not to put any spells on anybody, so Psalm, welcome to the show.
All right, how can I help you, Psalm?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I woke up today and, you know, I woke up, did my meditations and set my intentions for the day. And I realized, and I have a couple of questions, if that's okay.
Okay.
The first one is, I get in my way, and right now I'm trying to do a lot of things. I want to create a lot of really cool things in my life, a lot of new relationships and being in the community and doing my music and writing and all sorts of things. And I just wanted to make sure that I'm aligned and that I'm clear to be able to do all those things. And if not, what's in the way of me possibly manifesting everything? All the money I want.
Okay, all right. You know, it's interesting because the first thing when I was talking today, I'll tap into the people that are calling in because everything's energy. I could do this beforehand. I've read people's energies a week before they came in, and it's, of course, with everyone's permission because our energy field holds all our information. So I knew this week or today was going to be a lot of phone calls. It was related to the second chakra, that's sex, finances, creativity, one-on-one relationships, money, all of that, and fifth chakra, communication. Think of the fifth and second chakra need to be open and like best friends. Think of it as like a bridge going from the fifth, that's the throat, that's communication, my will versus thy will. And think about it's located in the throat, and it even goes in as far as our throat. It goes, it's smaller, it doesn't, you know, our throat goes in, and it's even like, again, a smaller part where people can get closed off with that. So think of the bridge for the second and the third chakra. I mean, fifth chakra, second fifth. So when I'm looking in your energy field, what I was hearing from a grandfather was that you, a part of your energy field, you have very high energy, and I'm sure you know that you're very old soul, and you definitely, the times that are coming in right now, we're entering in a new earth, is music to your ears. It's like your right foot is tapping, like a little girl being very, very happy, like music to my ears. This is what I came down for, hip, hip, hooray. And so that's all in alignment. The only hint or thing that I'm seeing as far as with the grandfather, I feel like I'm going back to a great grandfather, paternal, and I know you did not meet him, and he was just, he shows me a ruler and a stick, like tap, 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 and it's almost related to, I'm not musical, but it seems like something, I'm hearing like something that keeps notes, that I'm seeing this thing going back and forth that has a ball. It's like, seems, I've seen a clip. Benny, what is the thing that I'm looking at that's musical? It's ding, ding, ding. Is there some sort of timer in music where it's like has a note thing? I feel like somebody knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The biggest message with this is that one thing at a time, make a list. So you said to me five things very quickly that you want. Just clear off and start having, you can do, you're a multitasker like I am, so I could be working on several products for, products and or projects at the same time. It's just I have to make sure that my bridges are very clear that I'm working when I'm working on one project. So if I'm working on my book writing or making a CD or doing a class or doing readings, private sessions, I can do all of those. I just have to make sure that I have firm foundation to when I'm switching gears. So if they keep on wanting to have the list, I see the list go up to, so you said, again, four or five things. Make the list as what is your top priority? What makes you the heart sing the most? And also go back to what gives you money the most, so it's able to support your dream. Like with myself, when I went out, I had to do fairs. I started out, I did psychic fairs. I traveled all around Connecticut, tri-state area. I had to work Sundays, Mondays, you know. I gave I surrendered over, and it wasn't a sacrifice. I knew I had to be proactive. And again, this is the year to be proactive. Pull up my bootstraps, be proactive. And if it meant doing going across the state and reading a fair where I got one quarter of the money and the rest went to the house, that I knew that in the big picture that my name was getting out. I was creating solid bridges to my goal, right? And so that's what I'm seeing with you, that you're at put an order up of what the private readings was able to support me to go out to do further stuff as far as radio and all the other stuff. So look at your list and really get into what is the one that's going to help me support, create, doing the other one. What brings in money to bring to do the other ones? And so it's just, and you will have it where the list rotates. Where at times I'm looking at doing private sessions, then I'm going over to concentrate on radio or DVD. So this is where you're flipping your energy around, having that flexibility. Now is the time, so you are clear and go for it. And the grandfather just thinks, it's like, I want to clear the second and the fifth chakra. Even singing in the shower, whenever you feel blocked, make sure that you sing away. And again, whenever you have any kind of mind chatter, go down to your list, have your list handy, and think of, let's say, that the music isn't the top choice that day that you're working on it. Go to the other thing, community service, community work, and create the bridges. I keep on seeing tons of bridges around you. So this is the year of connection, making the bridges. When you hear about, you know, there's something over here, that there's a fair, that there's an opportunity to connect with people, go for it. This is the connecting, making bridges time for you, okay?
Okay.
It's huge. And especially when I was just made, I had a whole newsletter about this where a lot of people said, Carrie, how did you get to where you're going? And then they want to do something similar because they have a similar business. They could be a healer. Maybe they're not a reader. But when I said to them, well, I work Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. And they said, well, I don't really want to work Saturdays because my boyfriend and I go out on Sundays. You know what? That's my family day. And Mondays. And I'm like, you know what? That's totally fine. If that's what you want, that's fine. You get into your heart's desires. But if you want to have where I went out as far as reaching and going around the world, that's the formula. You have to put in the energy that you put in is what we get back. And so so that's what I'm seeing. You are in this real connecting period for the next 1.5 years, okay? And it's okay. All of that doesn't mean you're not going to have success with it, okay?
Okay.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right, why don't we go to another phone call to Benny? Where are we going?
Okay, we're actually going to head down south. We're going to go to Fort Myers, Florida. We have Janice waiting on the line. She's having a little bit of a career issue and some troubles going on. I guess she's a real estate agent down in that area. So let's bring on Janice.
All righty.
Oh, hi, looks Janice. Like she's getting a call.
Hi.
Think of that. We already cleared your second chakra.
She's getting business already.
That's right.
We just announced her. We didn't even say anything.
Thank you. It's the instance of it spontaneous. As soon as you put your attention on it, you clear. So it's wonderful. So what's going on, Jess?
Okay. I sell real estate here in Florida, and it up until recently it was great, but I'd say in the last 3-6 months it's becoming incredibly painful on so many levels, and it's a slow market. No one's happy. The sellers are upset. I'm getting, it's like I'm walking through prickly bushes on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice?
Yes, I do. Put your armor of gold armor, and I'm not kidding because you're very empathic. Because what I'm seeing, part of your energy field and when I'm looking in your heart, your real estate is really, you have a natural teacher, helper, bridger energy, and selling real estate can be a natural teacher, helper, healer. You put your heart and soul in it. You connect energetically to the person, and you know what home would be good for them. So you're like an intuitive seller. So you're in the right place. But I also see that there's going to be options for you over the next, pay attention in May for yourself and over the next 5 years. But I still see your left foot into real estate. So that means that there is a passion for you. There is a love for it. And I keep on seeing my mother, whose name is Patricia Marie. She has a lot of signs, astrological signs in Cancer. And I used to tell her, she was a nurse and director of a nurse. And she actually, part of that was a business. And she would be very good at doing real estate because she has such the astrological sign of Cancer. And there's something very equal to my mother with you. Meaning that, again, there's something golden to the heart with us. But I'm saying, but there's going to be a break with us. So this is where the globe, especially the United States, is being asked to clear out the residual fears that are surrounding monies, repression, suppression, depression that people are having. So when we hear it in the newspapers, when we hear it everywhere, it's like people are doing this contraction part, but part of that is being like whipped up as far as with the media. So people are getting, it's hitting cellular post-traumatic stress, and a lot of us are bridgers where our parents or grandparents have experienced the depression repression periods, and a lot of us have gone through when we had to wait in gas lines for stuff. So all of this is, think of it as the flip side of us being strong and being the light holders of saying we're bridging, and there's going to be a clearing out of this, that we're not, it's not going to get into the awful sense. So it's really important for us to hold the light of that, and especially where you are, Janice. So again, I keep on seeing May. So daily, get into a daily really good energy exercises. If you don't have them, the free ones, email my office, Carrie O'Connor, .com, Carrie O'Connor, .com, and you get, you push a button, you get right into, to be able to contact May, or union1111@yahoo.com, because May is, again, a break with you, and so now it's really important for you to hold the light, hold that candle, because it's not going to go all get shrunken in for you, okay?
You're awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, and Benny, let's give out the number again, and then I think it's going to be time for us to go to a break, correct?
Yep, sounds good. That's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And, of course, we are all heard all over around the nation at WWPRAM 1490, the People's Talk Radio down in Florida. So hope everyone's tuning in, and we appreciate that down in Bradenton, Tampa, Sarasota, and all parts of Florida. So we appreciate you listening, and we'll be right back with Carrie O'Connor Show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you, or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free, whole food liquid raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It provides 400 times more energy than any other plant and is 90 to 99% absorbable. Find out more about this powerful and loving product by calling 877-428-7379 and ask for a free sample. Visit wholefoodliquid.com.
Come participate in a Divine Awakening transmission with Lori Grant, Kahuna Ho'okahi, where you'll have the opportunity to experience your true divine essence. Stop living the pain of separation and be in the bliss of oneness. Join Lori and attend her Infinite Oneness Enlightenment Seminar on February 29th through March 2nd. Visit onenessnonduality.com or call 808-394-2464.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and the number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be yours here for another half hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All yours and only truly yours, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Let's run off to the East Coast, where we have Judy calling in from Dumont, New Jersey. Looks like currently she's having a tough time dealing with some recent close deaths in the family. And so now she's having actually some feelings about some presence of those people there. So let's bring on Judy.
All right.
Hi, Carrie.
How are you, Judy?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Judy?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, so you're starting to feel the people around you?
Yes. I've had, in the past 20 years, I've had...
Honey, I could barely hear you.
Okay, I've had multiple deaths in my family, very close to me.
Yep.
Starting from my father.
Yep, and I'm just going to say your dad is right next to you.
And then my mother.
Yep.
My daughter.
A daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything... the last couple of weeks now, I've had this feeling that when I wake up, I feel like there's somebody in my room. And it lasts for just a few seconds, and then it goes away. But I get this very mysterious, good feeling.
Uh-huh.
Could you tell me a little bit what, you know, is somebody trying to get through to give me a message? Or?
Okay. Judy, you can hear me fine, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Huh? All right, good, because I can barely hear you, so I want to give you messages from your mother, your father, and your daughter, and so and confirm with what you're getting, okay, because I could barely hear you, so I think this is going to work out a bit better.
Yeah, well, it's raining here very badly.
What's that?
It's raining here very badly.
Okay, maybe it's that, because I'm, like, trying to, I'm almost crawling through the phone to try to hear you, so maybe sometimes that happens. But the first person who came in, as soon as you started talking, and you didn't even mention anybody crossing over, I saw your father standing very close to you, and he's also putting his hand on your shoulder. He also gives you the number 777, and so that's July, and also 7th of the month, and also birthday in July. It doesn't have to be him. It could be in the circle. That means in and around the circle. And he's also shown me Walt and Walt Disney, but he's shown me Walt as in the name Walter, and that doesn't have to, that could be in and around his circle. So take these names down, and I'm just going to keep on continuing with what I'm getting. I want you to think about it afterward and when you hang up, okay? So, and again, when they hand you a number, that means like a confirmation, all of a sudden you'll be driving, you'll look and you'll see call Susie's cab, 777-777. That's that. You would see him right next to you. And the feel-good feeling is you're very empathic, and you're also, what your mother is pointing to is your third eye. And your daughter is talking about pay attention to sparkles and dreams, because I see her at the foot of your bed. So that means to me that you had a visitation, which is different from a dream. She's also calling, the daughter's calling out to a Susie or a Susie, Uzi or something, kind of Uzi, Susie kind of name. And it sounds, and it almost made me feel like she was playing with a doll and or a pet that had something kind of, I don't know what it was about, Susie Pony or something, like, because she showed me a pony, but it's not a ponytail. To connect the dots with it afterwards, because she showed me a little pony that I'm hearing, like, the name Susie that she wants to call out to. So that means, again, somebody that's in around her, somebody around a circle, or that she could, excuse me?
The kitten, Tootsie.
What's that?
The kitten she had, Tootsie.
There we go. It's like, that's what I was just going to say. It's some kind of thing that she wants to connect to that has, like, the animal thing. Perfect. All right. And especially because she's going back down to the, like, the pony thing where she gets to think about it later as far as the jokes of I want a pony and she gets the kitten. Because she showed me my niece, Victoria. And Victoria wanted this, she had this kitten cat, Cindy, that she used to always bring around. And it was her, like, pony because she was really allergic to everything. So, and also your daughter wants to give you the number 888. So, again, it's a confirmation that's also recognizing the birthday in August. And so, or the 8th of the month, and also 8 is sideways, is infinity 8. And that means as far as having grace and ease. She also comes in so much around you. When I see them doing 8s around your feet, that means, like, I merge with you. I am around your feet to give you balance, to help you heal. And then your mother gives you cinnamon, and I'm seeing, and she's also shown me she wants to recognize the name Mary, as in, like, Mary Poppins. That also goes for Mary, Marie. And I feel like it could be going to a middle name there. And she also, she's given you the numbers 333. She also wants to recognize three kids, 333, like three kids. She's one of three kids, or she had three kids. And she's also recognizing March, but she keeps on putting up the number 3333, as in, like, three children. And please count miscarriages, abortions. They do count over on the other side because she makes me feel like she has another child besides your daughter, like somebody in the family. And I go over to a male, lost a, through miscarriage or abortion, had a another male child over there because your mother's bringing in the other child that feels like, again, related to your daughter. And they also want to recognize a William. And also your father is given an olive branch. When I see the daisies, it's like, wish I said I love you more. When I see a table full of eyeglasses, that means my perception has changed immensely. He closed down in his throat chakra. He didn't express as much as he did. Mom is showing me, again, sugar and spice and Mary Poppins as far as, like, spoonful of medicine. So she would have to sugarcoat things at times and then, or that into, like, to put things down. And that's also what you do as far as you have to, like, you got handed a real bitter card here and this horrific stuff to experience a lot of people in a short amount of time. And that's a bitter acidic thing. So think of mom putting sugar is to try to dilute it, to try to make it, to help you, to try to really make it not to be something where you close down. So when you're experiencing that softness and that lightness and that they're around you, they absolutely are. So think of, and they're also showing me Suzanne Northrup, and I know she's another medium up in, I think she's located in the Boston or the area, but I don't know why they want to get to a Susie, Suzanne, and again, Marie, Maria, and also Northrup. Name could be connected to you. So think of that. It's not if they're around, Judy. It's an absolutely they're around, okay? They also want to recognize a Maddie or a Maddie is what I keep on hearing your daughter say. And so think of that. They like to come in together, but they also bring in, dad brings in a brother and or a brother-in-law that I feel is far away. So that means distance, like in a physical distance. And I hear over the lake, so it could be in a different country. And so think of that. The gang is all here. They're also, the dads make me feel a real burning in my stomach. So I feel somebody crosses over with something burning the stomach, almost like I feel like an abdominal aneurysm, and like something goes suddenly. He's not saying necessarily it's him, but he's just giving me a burning feeling of his stomach, like something to you that was wondering about why somebody crossed over. It was an abdominal aneurysm, and a lot of times they don't operate on them. He's showing me my grandfather George, who I want to get the name George out, had a 5-inch aneurysm in his abdominal, and they didn't operate because they thought it'd be more risk to do it, and a lot of people could live with them for years and years and years. And so he showed me that story for some reason. So I want to get the name George out, and I also want to recognize Henry, and again Walt, and something about Walt Disney. Your daughter also wants to recognize Tinkerbell, like she's in and around as far as Tinkerbell. And also I want to recognize Minnie as far as, like, she showed me my daughter Taylor as far as Minnie Mouse, and that my daughter had, like, such a connection with Minnie Mouse. It was the biggest thing. So think of, they're there, and they're absolutely here, too. When I hear wind beneath your wings, that means to me songs, radio, and that they're there to help you, and that what a good job you're doing, and that you're taking tragedy, and it's going to, like, having horrific stuff happen to make it have, like, a huge opening as far as with your intuition. And also, I see you, Judy, helping other people, especially mothers who have lost. You've lost way too many people in a short amount of time. That's just way too much for it's a lot to take. And so think of that. I see you think of like in Oprah where she has, where people have had gone through horrific loss and then they have it as triumph and that they end up being helpers with other people.
Yes,
your mom
yes.
is the daughter making are showing me that that's what you're doing and that's what you're going to do. And when you can help another person feel and know that they're connected to somebody that they've crossed over, it is the most healing thing that we can do to another individual. So they're absolutely confirming that for you. And when I see them having a rich watch, pointing to their watch, that means we have all the time in the world for as far as with you. You can't call on them, Judy, enough. They're not going to get mad. That there is their honor, their pleasure. They also want to recognize the name Rose and also pay attention to the name Roses. And I keep on seeing why your daughter showed me look like violets. And so I even want to get the name Violet or Violin or some kind of connection with that. But then she showed me purple lilacs that are very fragrant. So pay attention to smelling those. So they like to do the smell. The smell is very healing as far as aromatherapy and healing of your heart.
I smell roses from time to time.
Excuse me?
I smell roses from time to time.
There you go. That's your mom. That's your mom signed for you, okay? So think of mom likes to do the roses. Your daughter likes to do, she gives you violets. I can't even get the name out. She gives you violets, but then they smell like lilacs. And so she gives you all purple flowers, like purples and blues. And all of that is purples and blues help us open up our intuition. So the purples and blues are the colors of the third eye, the throat chakra, and the crown chakra.
Right now.
Excuse me?
I'm surrounded with a lot of purple.
There you go. Perfect. So that's your daughter doing it, helping you. And also think of that purple opens up your crown chakra, which is all about connecting to the higher energies. The third chakra is, the sixth chakra is indigo, and that's all about purple blues, and that's also helping open up your intuition. And also, she keeps on showing me like a Tinkerbell from like the Walt Disney shows, as far as like she flies around like a little fairy. So her energy is your daughter's. It's very fast, and she moves around, and you absolutely will have her as far as orbs, where you can see a lot of pictures that are called orbs, so pay attention. Are you familiar with what orbs are? O-R-B-S?
No.
If not, look up orbs in the internet, Judy, and you will see what they are, and you're going to find this on this picture. So we have to go with the break. I know that was a tough one. That was a lot of loss, but I know the callers are going to be very sympathetic of that, because that's for another human being to give them that time is wonderful. We're going to go back to the phone lines as soon as we get back from break. I am Carrie O'Connor. Thank you, Judy, and God bless you.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's thecenter4learning.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Hey, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Enjoy an evening with Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th for his top title, An Evening with Deepak Chopra. In this unforgettable lecture, Deepak will address the deeper meaning of our existence, including what is our true nature? Where do we come from? What is the meaning and purpose of our existence? What are the mechanics of creation? How can we transform ourselves? Deepak explains how the greatest spiritual secrets are tied up in this simple answer. It takes a total shift in perception to realize that you are not in the world. The world is in you. Don't miss this third event in the Five Evenings with Extraordinary People series. Visit thedrpatshow.com for ticket information. Join Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th at 7 p.m. at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And before we go to the question of the callers, I just want to give out my information because I'm going to go start reading people to the end of the hour. You could contact me for free energy exercises, classes that we're doing, all upcoming events. I just wrote a newsletter out this week that is very, very powerful, and that is www.carrieoconnor.com. You could see the spelling of the name through Dr. Pat. She has a link on her site that goes right to my site. So all new stuff, exciting stuff, and we're offering mentorship classes, 8-week classes, all these really getting proactive and stepping into your empowerment. And that being said, Benny, why don't we go to lines, and we're going off to...
All right, we're actually going to stay here locally in Seattle, Washington, where the radio station is, and we have Tara waiting so patiently, and I appreciate it, Tara. She's got a health question. She would like the body of her dreams, and she's wondering where it is. Right, Tara?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When it is.
Oh, that
when,
too.
How, what.
Good call, good.
Adjective better. So what's going on, Tara?
Well, I've struggled with my weight for a number of years, and I've tried various programs, and this year I have somehow been getting a lot of messages about manifesting, and I just really feel blocked a lot of the time, so wondering if you could help me out with that.
Okay. Are you familiar with the chakra system, Tara, at all?
A little bit.
Okay, all right. You were extremely clear empathic. Empathic people, to really keep this fast, are like psychic sponges. So wherever you go, you think of a sponge, taking in information, people's feelings, emotions. Think about when you've had days where you felt really good, where you know you look good, you really felt good. You're like, you know, a good hair day, and you walk into a room, and if the people in that room felt really up and kind of high, too, they were having a good day, like at a wedding or a party, you would feel really good. But if they were really draggy, all of a sudden, even though you felt really great, all of a sudden you'd lose your energetic footing. All of a sudden you'd kind of go off and your body would get attuned and get aligned with their energy instead of your energy. And so what that does is that you put a protection weight. So it doesn't, I'm seeing that part of the weight issues go right down to the second chakra, and the second chakra is sex, finances, creativity, one-on-one relationships, ability to speak, going into, like I was talking to the other client before, as far as the fifth chakra, the ability, again, to feel like they can speak up freely. So think of, this is the year of manifestation. Also, look up thyroidpower.com. There's a questionnaire, 1 through 20. A lot of people are borderline thyroid, and they say your thyroid is within normal limits, and that they will say that if you're in a 5 or 4 range, and you naturally feel better than like a 1 and under. And so they don't know what normal limits are. when it comes down to it. And so the first place I'm drawn to in your maternal grandmother saying this is tweaking up. Fixing in thyroid doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be on medication all the time, but I'd absolutely want to go to the thyroid because I'm seeing it's undiagnosed on mom's side of the family. And again, go take that questionnaire because we always think so. Thyroid has to go with being tired and or weight gain, but also could be eczema, eye problems, our reading. All of a sudden we could not read as well as we could or maintain mentally clarity as much as it is, and we all think it's age, but it has to do with the thyroid. Thyroid is attached to every single cell of the body, and because you're so empathic, and also going back into as the energy exercise, please email and do those exercises. It takes less than 3 minutes when you're brushing your teeth and you're in the shower to get ready for work to put a bubble of light around yourself, putting post-its where you walk and see, like where in your car, a bubble of light, or different things that you could do, holding your head, holding your thymus. What that does, it puts a protection around you, and then when you subconsciously feel protected, you will drop the weight like crazy, because I'm seeing that part of this is a real protection weight because you could absolutely pick up other people's energy. Do you notice how much you could pick up when you're in a room as far as picking up as people's as mad, crabby, or let's say somebody says, oh, I'm all right, I'm doing all right, and that they're all acting like they're all fine, but then you feel underneath that they're raging mad and that they're not all right at all. Do you notice how much you could pick up on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So think of that confirming for you as far as how much you pick up on those subtle energies. And so when you do that, part of your energies like merge with other people. You're the little child and you could feel that feels scary and I need to protect myself. So I'm seeing that you can do stuff. This is the year to lose the weight. A lot of this, again, is protection weight and you're protecting yourself for feeling other people's anger and rage in particular because you absolutely can feel that and it's like you have an earthquake feeling where you didn't get to feel, think of in dad's side of the family where the message is that it was a safe place out in the world, that the world was a okay place and that there was, and that you were safely supported. I'm seeing that when I see an earthquake underneath somebody's feet, that means that there were subtle messages that it was not. And it doesn't have to be that everyone talked about that at the dinner table. It's the subtle messages when we go and look at it as an observer, as just like somebody with no opinion as far as those messages that we get when you're younger. And that is going to, again, profoundly help you. So this is absolutely the year. And again, thyroid support would be wonderful for you. And doing the energy exercises. I've seen you losing it within weeks. I mean, the first week you start energy exercises, you start losing weight, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Very good. So we're going to go to Susan.
And thanks, Tara, for calling in from Seattle, Washington.
You, yep.
And then we're actually going to head off to the east side to Bellevue, Washington, where you have Susan waiting for us. And she has a question about how does she clear her chakras?
Okay. Hi, Carrie. This is Susan here. I've spoken to you before on several occasions.
Okay.
Yes, I certainly, when you mentioned today about the pain in your back and the neck, I certainly feel that it must be that the chakras are blocked. I'm just, how do you clear them? And is that what's going on or what?
Yes, definitely. Think of, there was a guy that won a Nobel Prize in 1987 and he proved that we're 99.999999% energy and 1/1,000,000,000th matter. When we start understanding that, not logically, really take it into our cells and every single part of our body, that we're 99.999999% energy and then 1/1,000,000,000th matter, and even that matter has energy in it, then when it's really important for us to take care of our energy bodies, and especially like what we were just talking about with Tara, when you're sensitive, your energies are going to contract. When you're in a contractive state, you can't manifest, or it's harder for you to manifest anything from losing weight to getting a partner to getting the job that you want because your body is in a reactive state. It's contracting back. So those signals that you put out to the universe to what you want to create gets all fogged up. So when I'm going into your energy field, I go definitely up to your throat chakra, and I even feel like a sore throat. So throat, since you were 3 years old, you were told to be quiet, especially on the right side, so that's the male side. So think of those messages that dad was given and handed down. We do better when we know better, and it's not to bash parents. It's like, take the pearls of wisdom and leave in the pain. And actually, I'm seeing an energetic like cyst on your emotional body on your right side. So how you clear the chakras, there's 50 million things, literally, not kidding, on the internet as far as how to clear them, to put your hands over them, to put gold energy into them. When you're in the shower, open them up, clear them and then spin them. There's all different ways to do them. Again, email me. I have free energy exercises. Getting to know yourself as an energetic body is huge, and there's a lot of different things and ways to go out there. I have a tape with the body temple that absolutely goes through every single chakra. Not only does it go through the chakra, it goes through the grids around you, and you can even listen to it when you're sleeping at night. You don't even have to know what they are to do it. So think about, you don't have to know acupuncture to receive an acupuncture session, but it profoundly helps you. When we really start to, you know, I can't wait till I don't have to spend a lot of time talking about energy, because there's so many other things to talk about, like the energetic system in your throat and where that goes to little girl, and then goes, I see a little girl at 3.5 years old when she has high balloons that they're, and they're 12 feet above her head. That means to me that there's a part of your subconscious that thinks that there's, like she could have high hopes, but the balloons are going to get popped if she pulls them into her on the right side. That means they're taking action side. And so by the time you're 3 years old, you already learned some patterns. But that's the key to turning them around. So then we say, okay, this is what I have. So then it's so important for me to take action. So this is the pro action year, and that is in our court. So I want everybody to really think that this is the year for us to do the action. We could, myself and everyone around the world could tell you, do something with your energy bodies daily. And then if we don't do them, then we got to go back to ourselves. So it does go back to us being proactive and us taking that next step. And it does not have to be hard. That's the ego mind chatter that says that it's too hard and I can't do it. It's out of my realm. That's the ego talking. So as we're wrapping up, I want to say have a good week. Thank you for calling. And I want to thank each and every one of you called to that call. And we'll be back with the Carrie O'Connor Show next week. And may you align with the divine.